Recently, I've been interested in investigating app stores as new avenue of software requirements. Indeed, the mobile app stores are a rich source of information that previously have not been available in the software engineering world. In these kind of repositories, we can gather information about the users, such as their opinion on the application, expressed in terms of ratings, reviews, and also how many times they download and use different apps. But there is also a drawback in this application, because it's not easy to access to the technical information. And whereas this is possible with conventional software, because we have often a formal requirement solicitation from the users, in this world has been recently proposed the use of text mining to extract technical information from app description. So in my recent work, I've been extracting feature from the description made by the developers of their own application, and use natural process language techniques to extract them. Once we collected this feature, we were interested in their relationship with the other characteristic of the application, the one related to the users, but also the one related to the business side of the store, that basically means the price at which this application were sold. So once we have extracted technical feature from the application existing in the app stores, we were interested on how this feature migrates across product categories. And why this? We were interested in this to ask questions such as which migratory behaviors can carry monetary value, or which migratory behaviors involve more popular features. And to answer this question, we introduce a set theoretic characterization of the migratory behavior that basically was able to track a state of a feature in the App Store from its birth to its death. To evaluate the characterization we made, we carried out an empirical studies involving two popular App Stores, the BlackBerry and the Google one, and the Samsung one, sorry. And we found interesting findings about different categories of migration. For example, we found that many of the features were which we called intransitive features, and these are features that mainly neither die or move to other categories over a long period of time. In particular, we took into account 6 month period. And these intransitive features were features that were crucial to a given category. For example, in the navigation category, an intransitive feature was view status of the GPS. And you can imagine this is a feature that will be always provided by a GPS application. On the other hand, we're also features that migrate, and this feature often migrate to a category that had similar characteristics. For example, the feature find location was originally present in application contained in the maps and navigation category, and after 6 months, it migrate also to the travel category. But there were also the feature, some features that have value that was transferable between different kind of categories. For example, we found that the feature latest news moved from the category news to sport and recreation, that is completely different. What does this mean? Well, this study highlighted that it's possible to track feature behaviors, and this can allow us to identify requirements in advance. For example, if we can identify early, if we will be able to predict when a feature will be a migratory one or not, we will be able to find and discover requirements for a new category. And also the knowledge about the intransitive feature will tell us which are the crucial features that an application must have for a given category. And we think that this kind of analysis can support developers in choosing the right feature to make an app successful.